Thank you, Clark. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 11:22 a.m. We did have a little bit more lengthy session this morning. Very good, very necessary, but that does cut into our time to complete the things on our agenda for today's Congressional Affairs Committee meeting. First on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Chair Shaw?
Here, thank you very much. Vice Chair Hamilton, could you provide a prayer for today's meeting?
Yes. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, high and out of Wakanda, Wakanda Shinky, Father, ask you to be in our heart and minds, so we come together and people under your watch, Lord. Please be with the families, homes represented here. Families dealing with mourning and sickness. Please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things, ask in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. You do have minutes attached to the meeting notice. Please take a moment to review.
Chair.
Vice Chair, yes.
Go ahead. Motion to approve the minutes of March 18th as presented.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. The minutes are approved. With the committee's approval, because of the shorter time length that we have to conduct our meeting, I would like to, without objection, go straight to number 7, OFPR. I feel like that's a very important and timely discussion. We do have an executive session on the agenda if it is needed. I would like to complete as much of the discussion in open session if possible. We have representatives from Los Adams here via Zoom to give us an update. So welcome, Moss Adams, to the Moss Adams team. I'm not sure which one of you will provide the lead on the update on the audits that are currently underway.
Can you all hear me?
Now we can, yes.
Yes. Thank you all for having us today. Are you ready for us to start going through our agenda items?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I believe Maria is going first with the Enterprise Risk Assessment update.
Absolutely. Thank you, Haley. And thank you for having us today. I'm happy to provide an update on the organization-wide risk assessment. So we have gone through our initial stages of fact-finding at this point. So that includes interviews with department heads and other members of leadership, as well as with Congress. And we collected a multitude of documents and I've reviewed those documents as well. And we completed an all staff survey, which we've analyzed. So at this point, we've done some preliminary risk ratings and reviewed those with members of management. And now we're working on our draft report. That draft report will take a few weeks. Once we get that draft report together, we'll review that draft report with management as well and then work toward finalization.
Thank you very much. I would like to get a more solid date. I know you say a few weeks, but I'd like to have a solid date that we should receive that.
Absolutely. So we'll have our draft report together in early May. And then really in terms of the timeline for finalizing the report, that will depend on how quickly we're able to get feedback from management. And that input that we need to finalize the report. So I would anticipate pending no sort of delays in that process, that it would be the end of May.
Thank you, committee. What questions do you have for Maria regarding the overall risk assessment? Okay, Maria, thank you so much. It doesn't look like there are any questions. At least an open session at this time. We'll be happy to, once we receive that, and we're very much looking forward to this review, and I'm sure there'll be questions at that time.
Excellent. Thank you. And I'll pass it over to Chelsea to give the update on the credit card audit.
Thank you, Maria. Actually, yesterday we had an exit meeting with management to go over the final report for the credit card internal audit. So today I'm going to give you just, you know, a verbal update of the six findings that were reported in the report. And then, you know, if we need to provide that to you all, which I'm sure we will, for further review, we can go ahead at that time. Just as a kind of a refresher of what this internal audit was about, we were asked by you all to conduct a credit card internal audit in relation to the nation, and as well as a sample of nation enterprises. And the time period for this was January 2020 through December 2022. Overall, our objectives were to make sure that the nation and selected enterprises complied with their respective credit card policies, looking at credit card transactions, making sure that they were accurate based off of supporting documentation available, as well as making sure that credit card purchases appeared to be thoroughly reviewed and approved. So with our testing, we identified six findings. Finding number one was over significant project delays. So the internal audit took approximately around 14 months to complete. And this was due to the nation being unable to provide supporting documentation in a timely manner. So as a result, reported findings and recommendations really could be less effective and applicable. You know, processes changed as time goes on. So our recommendation for this was really for the nation to evaluate internal processes and implement improvements to allow for future nation internal audits to be completed more efficiently and to ensure that related reporting is effective for that. Finding number two, credit card users did not consistently properly complete the procurement department's credit card check-in, check-out log. And really, that log is there to show, you know, custody change, pre-approvals. And we also found that there were some instances where the credit card was not consistently returned to the procurement department on a timely basis. So recommendation for this is that the procurement department should reintroduce the importance and requirements of fully completing the credit card log, as well as returning credit cards to the procurement department in a timely manner. This will really allow to make sure that the procurement department has accurate tracking and usage of that credit card and making sure that they are secure. Finding number three, credit card users are not required to formally acknowledge the nation's credit card policy. So, right, we were recommending that, you know, there would be a credit card policy acknowledgement form in place. And this would really help signify that, you know, employees that are using nation credit cards are reading the policy, that they agree with the terms of use, before they were able to receive that credit card, and to make sure that they understand the allowment of time when they take that credit card from the procurement department. Moving on to finding number four. So credit card purchases were not consistently supported with documentation, such as POs, receipts, invoices, and payment support. So as a result, we were unable to assess whether purchases were in compliance with the credit card policy, were they properly approved, and were they for legitimate business purposes. Overall recommendation for this is that, you know, the nation should verify that each credit card purchase satisfies those requirements outlined in the credit card policy, and that documentation to support each purchase is sufficiently retained. And then the procurement department should also implement a process to follow up on any missing purchase support and documentation, and as well as track that non-compliance with the credit card policy. Finding number five. So for two of the transactions that we tested, the nation incurred sales tax for online purchases. However, there was no documentation that the procurement officer was notified of the sales tax payments. And this is a direct violation of the credit card policy. So as part of the PO process for online purchases, Moss Adams recommends that the nation should do a better review for sales tax in particular. And really, this will help make sure that either the sales tax is removed or making sure that the procurement officer is aware of the sales tax before it is paid. And this should also be a consideration when, you know, conducting a training, as well as that policy acknowledgement form to better educate credit card users on the specific topic. Lastly, finding number six, during our testing, we found that there were eight transactions totaling around $700 for food with no prior approval. And this was another violation of the credit card policy. So our recommendation for this is before credit card users make purchases, approvers need to be really thoroughly reviewing those purchase orders to make sure that, you know, unallowable items are caught before they're purchased. We also suggested consider developing and implementing a review checklist to help assist reviewers in evaluating the credit card policy for compliance. And if food purchases have been pre-approved, then this pre-approval needs to be documented with the purchase support. Those were the six findings. Is there any questions? I know that was a lot of information just to verbally digest.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. We appreciate that. And just for everyone to note, this is this committee's first review of any of the findings. You will be sending those to us in proper format as right. Your final report, correct?
Correct, yes.
When should we expect to receive that?
I would say we can provide it to you all by the end of this week. So the exit meeting has occurred. The report is final. Management is aware of the findings. So I can provide that by the end of this week.
Thank you. Committee, what questions do you have regarding the credit card audit that was conducted? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. Ms. Ritchie, good morning. You said you conducted an exit interview here at the Nation, and who was that with?
Yes, so Harrison. Harrison was the only one that had was able to join us yesterday. We had also invited Tyler as well as their assistant, admin assistant.
Harrison, who was that?
And let me, I can give you his full name here shortly. Let me look it up. We didn't work, Harrison Perry. So he was not really very involved in the process, but since he was the only one left at this point that had started with us, he was the only one that showed up, and he is the controller.
Okay. And just, were you all aware that Mr. McIntosh had resigned his position as acting treasurer? And have you seen his resignation letter with the criticism towards Moss Adams?
We are aware of that. Unfortunately, though, we had already already had scheduled this exit meeting, so we wanted to continue and be able to provide an update to you all as well for this internal audit.
So you did get a copy of the resignation letter?
I believe that Colleen has. Haley, are you able to comment on that?
It hasn't been shared with our whole team. I know that we are aware of the letter. We are aware of the resignation and the general high level topics that were presented in there. Pam, could you maybe, do you know if that's been sent directly to Colleen Rosillas?
I did have a conversation with Colleen and noted the content and had a short discussion with her. I will check to make sure that that has been sent to her. So I don't, obviously, if it has, she hasn't sent it to you, but are you able to, or did she share with you any thoughts that you should give to us regarding, as Congressman Tillman said, the criticisms?
The only thing that I was made aware of was that he had put in his resignation letter that there were unfair audit procedures that were being asked of him or performed in relation to his work, and that he didn't agree with it. But that's the extent of the level of the claims that I was aware of. I think if we have a chance to review the full contents of the letter to be able to provide, you know, a formal response back to Congress on any of the topics that are related to Moss Adams specifically or to the procedures that were performed in the credit card audit or other projects that we've tried to, you know, complete during the time that he was here, we could do that, but without having the full contents, there wasn't more discussion outside of that high-level summary.
Congressman Tillman, go ahead.
Thank you. And Ms. Garcia, is your team also aware that the chief has appointed a new treasurer that has yet to be confirmed by the Congress, but he is in office now? Have you all been made aware of that?
Yes, I believe we've been notified that it was that person was appointed. We haven't been introduced or heard the details on a transition plan yet.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have at this time. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Thank you, Congressman. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
As Chelsea mentioned, we did want to go ahead and provide these results to you all. Typically, when a project drags out for as long as this one had to, which will be detailed in the report for Congress to see all the attempts at collecting information, getting reports, those sort of things. We would present the draft findings and recommendations to management within the tribe that was working with us throughout the project. However, given the timing of the resignation, as well as another person that had been working in that group leaving as well, we, like Chelsea had mentioned, we only had the one person to present the draft report to and wanted to go ahead and make sure we got that finalized timely. But that's why we're providing the verbal update today, because ideally, we would have been able to present that to the leaders, the members of management, and have it finalized before to provide to you all in writing. But given the circumstances, we wanted to at least provide a verbal update.
Thank you, committee. Any other questions regarding the credit card audit? Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. This is for Ms. Ritchie again. The six that you went over with us here today, is there an order of severity in any of those? Did you just list them as you, however you ranked them? I'm not sure, but is there any that really, really kind of puts an alarm out to you that we need to fix quickly? Or is there, what degree of severity are they?
Great question. So we did not put a severity attached, or we would call it a risk level. So we usually will do a high to low. If that is something that you all would be interested in seeing, we can do that. So there is no listing of that. I would say, you know, the one that I think is the most significant and something that to highlight going forward probably would be the internal audit delays. You know, we are here to help the nation and really want to help better processes. And when there is such a significant time delay, such as 14 months, that really does inhibit our work to not be as useful or as meaningful as it could potentially be if we have, you know, our usual project timeline of 3 to 4 months.
Yes, go ahead, Congressman.
Thank you, Ms. Ritchie. Could you provide that ranking order for us when you send those in?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Committee, any additional questions regarding this audit, the risk assessment, or in general, OFPR questions, discussion? Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this is more of a comment than it is a question, but out of all six of these items, if there were review processes in place, to me, none of them ever happened. If so, they were very few. And I guess my question would be, these aren't just one-time instances. They're habitual, correct?
So during our test work, you know, you have to remember that we are looking at a sample. So this is not, you know, the full population for that time period. I will note that the time period of, you know, 2020 to 2022, that is when the whole world was going through a pandemic. And when we were first going over these preliminary observations with management, they had mentioned that they believed that a lot of, you know, the unable to provide that supporting documentation and for us to see those reviews and approvals could be a cause of the pandemic and what the nation was going through at that time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Congressman. I just want to note that Treasurer Clark Batson just arrived to our meeting. Treasurer, welcome. We're in the process of going through the findings from the OFPR credit card audit. I don't know if you were listening at the time. You were listening. Would you like to address any of them at this time? I know it's difficult because you haven't received the written report and you were not at the exit meeting.
I have received the report. I haven't had a chance. I've skimmed it. I haven't had a chance to thoroughly review it. What I am wanting to do is what I want to do first is understand the scope of the engagement, because it's not an audit. It's not an attestation agreement. They're not providing any assurance on financial statements of any kind. It's a review, which means there are different professional standards that will be followed. And I'd also like it noted that on the report itself, on every page, it's for internal use only. And, you know, I can't really assess it much. You know, this is day six for me. But, you know, obviously, we're going to find weak spots in areas we can improve. And we should definitely, you know, we do have a lot of processes that need to be reviewed and overhauled, and probably a lot of controls that just need to be enforced more than they have been. You know, I first worked here in 2000, and there's been a lot of times where there'd be management overrides of controls on a regular basis. I don't know if that's still extensive, but it's a historical pattern. But I think we just need to look at this as it's areas of opportunities, and it's not about assessing blame and who did this wrong, who did that wrong. It's about doing things better from now and into the future.
Thank you. I agree with you 100%. Thank you for that comment. I want you to know, first, I want you to know that this committee, by law, does have a requirement of making sure that the OFPR functions, and in this matter, by using Moss Adams as the person or group that will take care of those functions required under law. This is in no way ever intended to be a gotcha game. It's absolutely 100% intended to protect our people, give them assurance that we have another level of review in place, but certainly not meant to do anything but improve our processes. So I appreciate the comment that you made regarding that, you know, we can all only get better in this. I hope this will help. So thank you so much. And of course, I understand it's your fifth day in that position. We all know that that's the case, and it's going to take you some time to get up to speak. So thank you. Speaker Goodfox.
I just really wanted to say thank you for that response. That response has been a long time coming, and we've needed that communication, honestly, and that kind of leadership. So I really thank you for that. Perfect response of it's not us trying to, you know, make anyone look bad. It's about getting better. And I think that you understand and respect the audit process. And that might be a game changer, folks, because that's really what we've needed all along.
Yeah, and I was listening up there and, you know, I was like, I need to get down there because, you know, I've been a CPA for 24 years. So I'm real technical and I'm real nerdy. And when it comes to different services that accounting firms provide, whether it's an audit engagement or a compilation or a review, there's different kind of engagements and different services that CPA firms provide. And just most common people won't understand the differences in the engagements and what the purpose of them is. And so I wanted to come down here and clarify that and just, you know, because this is valuable information. It really is. And, you know, like we said, we all just need to communicate better and get this out there and, you know, just concentrate on getting better. So.
Chair.
Congresswoman Redcorn and then Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you, Mr. Batson, for that, because as Speaker said, that's like music to my ears. I mean, we've been trying for months to help others understand that this is here as a support and an encouragement. And sometimes, yeah, of course, it hurts our feelings to hear where there are weak spots, but that doesn't mean that they're failures. It's just an opportunity to strengthen that space. So I honestly really look forward to this process going forward, where in the past this has felt like a situation of dread, knowing that it feels like a fight, a constant fight, trudging through the waters and through the mud to make progress in this space. So I appreciate your understanding of what this is for, and so it gives me hope looking forward that I hope that you all see OFPR as an encouragement and a tool. And not, like Congresswoman Shaw said, this is not a gotcha situation. This is not a you're doing your job wrong. This is a, hey, this is an area we need to grow and we can do better next time. And it's really refreshing when the OFPR comes around the next time and the findings are not similar to the last time. And when you realized you've improved and you've succeeded, it just is, it's opportunity for growth. And sometimes growth causes us to step out of our comfort zones. But it's healthy. Growth is healthy, even when it is a little bit, you know, it causes us to adjust. And sometimes we don't like to adjust because we like to do things our own way. So I just am excited and I appreciate your response. And I look forward to level heads and level temperaments going forward in this. Thank you.
Congressman Tillman.
Yeah, I just kind of feel a little awkward here because Boss Adams, this is our appointed treasurer. I know you all haven't been introduced, but Mr. Clark Batson is here. So just wanted to make that formal introduction here. And the other thing is, Mr. Batson, it was, you know, as the comments have come through of how this project with Moss Adams with the nation has drug out for so long. And they work with other tribes as well. And they've made the comments that they've never seen the resistance that they've had to encounter with our nation as they have with other tribes. So yes, it's a breath of fresh air to hear you say this, but you know, on the other hand too, the experiences that they have had with the former acting treasurer and the pushback from executive, I hope you as well can overcome that. And so I always go back to the comments that I've always heard about OFPR. They're not only here to help, and make suggestions for remedies. But they're also here to compliment on good jobs that they'll find within the nation as well. So going forward, I hope that you are able to cooperate. And I'm anxious to hear the team from Moss Adams when they begin working with you or whoever you want to, from your office, participate with them. I hope we get encouraging remarks from Moss Adams that say it's a game changer. It's different. So that's our hope as well. But appreciate you coming down today. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Committee, other members of Congress, any other comments, questions? Well, I just want to say I started to say this earlier, and this somewhat addresses part of something that was mentioned in the resignation letter. It sort of, you know, alluded to the fact that this was a biased process and not fair to him and his office, his department. And one thing that I want our constituents to know, because it is, you know, I did get a call from a constituent just this morning right before session. What about OFPR? Back in the day, it used to work. Why isn't it working for us now? I feel like this committee has taken steps to do everything we can to help Moss Adams and our Treasury communicate, make it easier. And it has been extremely difficult. But what I want everyone to know is that while the CA committee does have the duty to make sure that the law is carried out, and that's what we've been working on for quite some time, as you heard from Moss Adams, we have not in any way been involved in the process, the questions, the meetings. This is, you know, we haven't directed Moss Adams to do or say anything in regards to how they conduct the reviews. So I think that's important for folks to know, because yes, we're here to make sure the law is followed and carried out, but Moss Adams has been communicating directly with Treasury on all of these reviews. And the fact that it's taken so long is disappointing to us, disappointing to our constituents. And we are aware of that and just really looking forward to a better way to move forward. Treasurer Batson, your presence today encourages me that that will be the case. So thank you. Do we, Moss Adams, do we need an executive session? Is there anything that you have provided to us or haven't provided to us that you feel like needs to be said in an executive session that would be proprietary?
Nope, not at this time. Just want to comment that we are also looking forward to meeting with the new treasurer and to really take this as an opportunity to start seeing all the value that the internal audit function can really bring. And we're happy to help with that education process and resetting the tone with the new leadership. I think that will be a good endeavor to do together to help in resetting the tone and the view on internal audit, because as the treasurer mentioned, this is meant to be a collaborative process. This isn't an outside auditor giving you findings or an outside regulator coming in. This is coming in solely to help the nation do what they do better, more efficiently, cost savings, whatever the topic may be. It's solely to identify opportunities of risk and opportunities of potential reward, and how opportunities can be implemented to better the operations and better the situation for, you know, stakeholders. So excited to get on that process and hopefully see a lot of positivity that we can report back at the next meeting.
Thank you, committee. I just wanted to make sure that we have our action items in place. Moss Adams said the risk assessment is ongoing at this point. I will introduce the two of you also via email. I think it would be a good idea to get Mr. Batson up to speed and included in this overall risk assessment. And end of May is the date that you told us we should be receiving those results. Credit card review, we will expect to get the full report from Moss Adams by the end of this week, which to me means Friday. So we'll wait to get that so we can distribute it to all those needed, including the full members of Congress. I think that more discussion, perhaps, between CA, Moss Adams, and Treasurer Batson regarding the significant project delays. Perhaps we need to put something in place to make sure that that doesn't happen again. Committee, anything else as far as OFPR at this time that you feel like we need to do to proceed? Any other questions, comments? Mr. Batson, anything else? Committee, we are almost at noon. Our meeting was end at noon. We do have another meeting at 1:00. We can go ahead and end our meeting at this time, carry over the items. Would you like us to go through? Okay. Okay. All right. Clark did ask that we take a look at two payables. So if the committee is in agreement, then let me review the first one. The first one is for Moss Adams. It is for $31,375. This is progress billing for the risk assessment provided in February. And the services including engagement planning, client meetings, analysis and engagement management. Also progress on the credit card review consulting services for February, and also progress billing for ongoing project management for February. This is a bit higher than we have been experiencing for our monthly statements, but it does make sense because of the fact that they're kind of working to complete the credit card review and then the ongoing risk assessment. So, committee, I would like some discussion or a motion to approve this invoice for February for Moss Adams.
What's the amount? How do you want the motion?
Vice Chair, it's Moss Adams invoice number 4504, invoice date March 18, 24, for services rendered in February, in the amount of $31,375.
Motion to approve the payment of the invoice to Moss Adams dated March 18th in the amount of $31,375.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. I have one more payable that the clerk says we need to go ahead and take a look at now. This is for the Computer Guy Incorporated. And of course, he provides our IT services that relate directly to Congress down here. Monthly invoice, let me see here. Invoice number 15381 in the amount of $1,434.67. It includes monthly server maintenance, Microsoft Office, antivirus software, email security, one service call, and a battery.
Chair, what's the date on that invoice?
4/1/24.
I make a motion to approve the payment of the invoice to the Computer Guy dated April 1st, 2024 in the amount of $1,434.67.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Okay, the invoice has been approved. Moss Adams, thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll get you in contact with the treasurer as soon as possible.
Thank you so much.
Next on the agenda, and again, we will carry over the items we didn't get to today to the next meeting. Next on the agenda, adjournment.
So moved.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Meeting is adjourned. Committee, thank you for your work.